Nipur, I am in a kitchen that is made out of plastic, but it's working really, really well. What's going on in here?
Well, we've got a really amazing team of workers. Just turn it off here.
So you got an amazing team of workers, and what are they working on?
Well, we are catering for the 6 and 10-day race. The 10-day race has just started on the 18th of April, and we have been cooking up a storm.
Now, one would think that cooking up food for regular folks is hard enough, but you can see them in the background. They're wandering through here, and they wander through here 24 hours a day. How can you keep them fed and keep them happy and keep them going?
Well, the weather is changeable, so during the day it can get hot, so we make sure that there's salad-y things and some nice cooling things like hummus on rice crackers with tomato and avocado. And we also have hot soups. We have at least two going at a time, and then we have three main meals a day, like everybody else. And it just happens. Actually, we have snacks going all the time and soups going. And
well, does that mean that you're going all the time too, or there's a beginning and an end to your day?
Well, there is a beginning. I start at 7:30, and there is an end sometime during the night. And yeah, it's a really beautiful thing. It really is.
Now, you have obviously restaurant experience. What's the difference between feeding people sitting down at a nice quiet table and this bunch here who's running back and forth through the little chute out there?
Well, catering for the people who we're catering for here is so different because they are aspiring humanity. And
there goes one of them right now with a hot drink, I think.
That's right. And honestly, they're just amazing. They go for hours and hours and hours and hours, and it's just, I mean, what we do is so small, really, in comparison.
Well, what you do is not easy, though. I mean, one would even begin to... No, you're giving me it is easy face, but I'm not going to believe it. At some point, it is hard work, isn't it?
Well, I have to say, the 10-day race, which is what has started, has been manageable. As I said before, I've got an amazing team of girls, and I'm so grateful to them. I am getting ready for the 6-day start.
So that means everything's going to just double up, that it's going to be twice as intense, or you imagine it to be.
I don't know if it's going to be double the intensity. I think it's more that we just have to be a little bit more prepared with how much food we prepare, because I still can't quite get it into my head the proportions of food that go out. So, okay. But it's, yeah, it's, I think it's going to be fine, actually.
Well, I hope, anyway. You mentioned the crew. Let's go down and introduce me to the crew. So they're back here working very, very hard. We can't see them. It's an audio. So introduce me to...
Now, this is Maria. Maria is from Hamburg in Germany.
And this is my second time here with the 6 to 10-day race.
This is the second time, and Marie, I believe this is your strudel, which is soon to be strudelized and going out, which is world famous. Yes.
It is divine. Yes, it started 3 years ago at the 3,100-mile race. And I was, asked to do something very special from Germany, and that was apple strudel.
It's a great-looking strudel. And next we have...
Hari Kanta, and she is from Moscow.
Hari Kanta from Moscow, and what is her specialty? Not the strudel, because that's taken care of.
Can I say, honestly, she has made the most beautiful borscht today, and it has been super popular. We've nearly run out. So it's awesome.
Hari Kanta, how did you become a borscht expert?
Borscht expert? I don't know. Really? I think I
love borscht. I love borscht. That is why so I wanted to make something tasty for the runners, because many of them are Russians, you know. But the most amazing thing that it became popular not with the Russians, but with other people also.
Including myself.
So, Nipura, we have one more crew member here. And then we're.
And this is our Eva. And Eva is from Bratislava.
Yeah.
And she works in Bratislava for Madobal, cooking every single day. And she doesn't just do cooking. She does cleaning and shopping. And looking after everybody.
And so, helping.
Yeah. And helping. Yeah.
Now, everybody looks so happy, and you keep getting the impression there must be hard work, it must be sad, but being happy is a part of making the food nice. And I think you were saying, Maria, about the... Eva was telling me about the food. You made something one time, and a customer came in and said to you...
In Halifax, yes, and I made stir fries. It is like Chinese something. And one lady, she came, she was from Boston. She came in the kitchen and she asked, who made this stir fries? I was shaking with fear. Oh my God, it is bad. And she bowed in front of me and she said, I meditate 20 years and I felt from this food joy and love. I was happy. I was in heaven. Immediately I gave her book, Guru's book. And it was a very nice experience for me.
Well, the runners certainly seem to be doing extremely well, and you're going to have twice as many runners, and they all look quite happy right now. So I'm sure the food is a major part of it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
You have all the words, because I want to thank Nipura, really. She's a great leader of this kitchen. Yes. She's so kind, so compassionate, so tolerant. That is why we are happy.
Everybody is so wonderful. These girls are the dream team from heaven, I tell you. Honestly. Absolutely. 100%. Really.
Thank you all.
Thank you.